Linkin Park fans furious after band names Emily Armstrong, who supported Danny Masterson, as lead singer. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 8, 2024. Fans are furious after Linkin Park announced rocker Emily Armstrong as their new lead singer following the tragic death of their founding frontman, Chester Bennington, in 2017. The pick is getting panned for many reasons, including Armstrong's previous support for convicted rapist Danny Masterson, especially given that Bennington himself was a victim of sexual assault. Linkin Park released their first new song in 7 years, The Emptiness Machine, and announced Thursday that the band is coming out with a new album, From Zero, featuring two new members, Colin Britton on drums and Armstrong as Bennington's replacement. The addition of the 38-year-old woman, known for her work in the band Dead Sara, drew immediate backlash. Fans pointed out her alleged ties to the Church of Scientology and her support for actor Danny Masterson, who was convicted of rape and sentenced to 30 years to life in prison last year. Armstrong's previous support for Masterson especially offended fans, who pointed out that Bennington had been a victim of sexual assault when he was a child. From a lead singer who was a victim of sexual assault, to a lead singer who supports people guilty of sexual assault, got it. One Instagram user exclaimed in a comment that received more than 2,000 likes. I think there's a certain situation regarding Emily Armstrong that needs to be addressed. Your fan base is waiting, read another commented that garnered nearly 4,500 likes. Y'all need to address Emily's ties to Danny Masterson and Scientology, another demanded. Chester would not approve, another replied. Emily Armstrong doesn't deserve the platform you gave her. Unfortunately, I can no longer support you guys and I have been here since the beginning. I want to back you guys, but the Scientology aka rape apologist, mental health care is a fallacy cult ties of your new singer need to be addressed, another said. If that's what she stands with, I can't support the band anymore. Especially given Chester's life struggles concerning sexual abuse and mental health. This just keeps getting worse for me, another fan lamented. Video footage of Armstrong performing as Linkin Park's new lead singer surfaced on social media, which also resulted in a plethora of fans expressing their dismay in the comments section. I will speak for everyone's behalf, this ain't it. Read one comment that obtained more than 1,300 likes. Watch below. She's trying too hard. Vocals are flat, another fan critiqued. Just a tribute band now, another argued. I would like to know what they saw in her cuz this ain't it, another demanded. Another fan wrote, sorry, I'll pass, while another referred to Linkin Park as DEI Park. Cool cover band, another Instagram user quipped. Disrespect to Chester. Sounds like a bad cover band singer, another echoed. Cover band. Her voice is terrible, another concurred. Another fan surmised that Armstrong's voice won't hold out, while another simply wrote, this shit sucks. She is destroying this song, another lamented. Sounds like a karaoke reject. Others advised the group to start a new band, with many commenting that Linkin Park died with Bennington in 2017. Be respectful and fucking change the band, one Instagram user begged. Just make a new band, another echoed. Bro, just start a new band, a third argued. WTF is this? Why do they always ruin good things? Linkin Park died when Chester did, another fan asserted. Just change the name, it's sadly not Linkin Park anymore, another said. They have ruined Linkin Park. This really sucks, one Instagram user wrote in the comment section of another post featuring Armstrong as the band's lead singer. Watch below. I didn't want to hate this, but I do, another said. Chester rolling over in his grave, another wrote. WTF is this? Please tell me this is a cover band. Another pleaded, please stop, while another echoed, no please. She has a nice voice, but Chester's has immense passion that can go from great powerful to sheer brutality, another commented. It's more of a disappointment to fans than anything else. She lacks that passion. This is a time when all those nostalgic bands are touring. Like Blink-182, Green Day, Rancid, and it would have been cool to see Linkin Park again, but they should just let it go. Chester is irreplaceable, a 20-year Linkin Park fan told Breitbart News. First, Armstrong is not the right person. Second, Even if they did find someone who sounded just like him, it would feel wrong, the fan added. It's like trying to hold on to your glory days when they're gone. The iconic voice that made the band died. Now they just sound like a Linkin Park cover band. Watch Bennington performing with Linkin Park below. Watch below. As Breitbart News reported, Bennington died at the age of 41 on July 20, 2017 after committing suicide by hanging. Notably, the In the End singer had previously spoken about his history of abuse by an older male, which he said led him to thoughts of suicide. Armstrong responded to the Masterson controversy in an Instagram story on Friday, writing, "I misjudged him. Hi, I'm Emily. I'm new to so many of you, and I wanted to clear the air about something that happened a while back," Armstrong began in her statement. "Several years ago, I was asked to support someone I considered a friend at a court appearance, and went to one early hearing as an observer. Soon after, I realized I shouldn't have," Armstrong explained. "I always try to see the good in people, and I misjudged him. I have never spoken with him since," the new Linkin Park singer asserted. Unimaginable details emerged and he was later found guilty. Armstrong concluded, "To say it as clearly as possible, I do not condone abuse or violence against women, and I empathize with the victims of these crimes." As for Linkin Park's original drummer and co-founder, Rob Burden, he left because he wanted to put some distance between himself and the band, Linkin Park co-lead vocalist Mike Shinoda told Billboard. "He was starting to just show up less, be in less contact, and I know the fans noticed it too," Shinoda added. "So for me, as a friend, that was sad, but at the same time, I want him to do whatever makes him happy, and obviously everybody wishes him the best." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.